Well, I'm standing here in the Usburn Valley with Marion Jones, and I'm outside a bright, bright yellow building of wall-to-wall carpets. I don't know if they're going to pay me any money for saying that. But we're outside the Victoria Tunnel. Why are we here, Marion?
Well, it's very exciting because later next month, the Victoria Tunnel will actually be the opening, and so groups will be able to go down for guided tours along this old underground wagonway that runs under the city of Newcastle.
Now, it runs all the way from the quayside and it goes up to Spittle Tongues, doesn't it?
It does. It was built to transport coal from a colliery up at Spittle Tongues, 2 miles down to the river for export. That was back in 1839. The colliery closed in 1860, and then the tunnel was reopened again at the start of the Second World War as an air raid shelter. So seven new entrances were built throughout the city, and thousands of people came down to shelter inside the tunnel during the air raids. And ever since then, it's been pretty much closed and forgotten about, but for the last few years, we've been working hard, and we've finally restored about 700 metre section of it down here in the Usburn for people to step inside.
Now, I had a little sneak preview of it earlier. We were taking some photographs in there, and you're going to be opening it up to the public later on this summer. How do they get in touch with you?
You can have a look on our website, www.newcastlecommunityheritage.org.
Newcastlecommunityheritage.org.
That's right, that's the name of our main project. On there you can click on Victoria Tunnel and it'll tell you all about how to book a visit, what's to see inside, and if you're a teacher interested, what sort of school workshops we can offer as well.
And well worth a visit for any school children, any tourists coming to Newcastle?
It's
coming down here?
A fantastic opportunity. It's a unique experience to be underground, in the dark, surrounded by history.
Thanks very much, Marion Jones.